The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and informative episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real and we are always unscripted. And I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And we have a great show for you today. We're talking about three things. That's it. Three things that apply to really all of us out there. That would be energy. We all need that. Sleep. And stress. Now, I know sleep is a big one, right, Mel? Is that, not now. No, she's
I'm so sorry.
Sometimes when she's quiet, she takes a little nap. But anyway, she's there now.
I've got two little kids at home.
Exactly.
And two cats.
See,
nobody wants to let me sleep.
That's how it was for me before we started doing radio, because my girls are much younger. But anyway, so we digress. But anyway, we have a fun show for you today. We hope you'll all stay tuned with us. But before we get into the show, Melody needs to remind all of you how you can connect to us.
Well, our major hub is www.cohradio.com. You can also type in crossroadsofhealthradio.com. They will both get you to the same place, but cohradio.com. From there, you can also link to our webpage, emeraldlabs.com. And that is a purely informative page where you can find out about all of the 102 formulas that we make. Yes, we make quite a few and we're always adding more. So, you know, my count could be off at any given time, but we have quite a few formulas on there that are all scientifically formulated, all additive free for you. So there's so many different ways to connect with us.
There are. And when Melody, she looked at me like 102, I go, I don't keep count. You know what I do when I want to know how many formulas we have? I ask Melody. So anyway, I just know we have.
Oh, we're in trouble now.
I just know it's in the three digits somewhere. But actually on our emeraldlabs.com website, we just added just recently some new things for all of you. So you can actually get some cool free stuff and other things. But Melody was going to tell you all about this new campaign that we have.
Well, it's the I'm Free campaign. So if you have ever looked on the emeraldlabs.com website, there is a new page on there that says I'm Free Testimonial. Now, if you're on a PC, you can click on that from the top, or from your phone, there's a little drop down menu and you can go and link over to that. But what it has is instructions for you to enter this really amazing giveaway. We have so many people that love these products and that get great testimonials. So there's a couple of different opportunities here. One is if you go to our social media pages, which on Facebook and on Instagram are both at Emerald I'm Free. That's Emerald I'm Free. There is a campaign showing, you know, enter our giveaway and you can win up to a year of free product. There's three different prizes.
One year?
A full year. Yes.
12 months.
12 months of free product. So you can win a year, 6 months, or 3 months of your favorite Emerald product. And all you actually have to do is go to either the Facebook or the Instagram or both, you know, like our pages, share the campaign, and tag at Emerald I'm Free and hashtag Emerald I'm Free, and then just write what your favorite product is. So, you know, that way you're sharing all of this good stuff with your friends, and it's really helpful to people to get connected to us. Now, if you go on the website, emeraldlabs.com/I'm Free, or you can click on the I'm Free testimonial page or the drop down on your phone, and you enter your personal testimonial about one of our products that you've been taking, we will send you an I'm Free of Additives t-shirt, super cool, and a free bottle of the product that you love so much. Now, when you get that shirt and bottle, if you send us a picture or a video of you wearing it and holding the bottle, you actually get 10 extra entries in that giveaway. So all of the instructions are on there. So you can go to emeraldlabs.com/I'm Free, and or you can click on the I'm Free testimonial on a PC or do the drop down on your phone. But it's a really exciting giveaway. It's super easy to enter on the social media pages, but you know, snag your free bottle and your free shirt by entering your testimonial online.
And let me say that there are many companies, competitor companies to us out there, that are owned by huge companies. So one brand is owned by Procter & Gamble, one's owned by Nestle, one's owned by Clorox. This is what we're competing against. We're a family-owned and operated business. We're not Clorox by any means. We're in our little radio room here, but it's very nice, but it's our little homey radio room here. And the truth is, we just need your help. We're trying to get more of the word out about Emerald because we know what we have with Dr. Stenger formulating all these products, with him utilizing these products in his clinic. We know that these are results-driven products. And that's why I got in this industry, is to help all of you. But if you can help us with your social media, telling your friends, and I would never ask you to tell your friends if it didn't work for you, you know, but I know what these products are and I know generally they will work for you. I'm happy to share t-shirts and bottles with you guys, but we just need something from you, for you to communicate with your friends as you are comfortable. So anyway, there you go. So that's why we have this campaign. But every week we have our talking points. We want to get right into those since we're talking about energy, sleep, and stress. This week, we want to start with energy. And this involves your adrenal glands. And a lot of people suffer from adrenal fatigue. And our friend Dr. Stengler has written about adrenal fatigue and talked about it a lot in his clinic. He says that adrenal fatigue is one of the most underrated causes of ill health and disease in America and in other population groups around the world. Although it is no longer recognized by mainstream medicine, it has become accepted by holistic doctors and practitioners as a real disorder. This condition is characterized by the body's inability to cope with physical, emotional, and mental stresses the way a healthy mind and body are normally able to. This sets a stage for chronic fatigue, chronic infections, cognitive problems, imbalanced immune system, joint muscle deterioration, and the inability to control inflammation. Interestingly, the conventional establishment used to recognize adrenal fatigue under a different name, called hypoadrenia. Hypo meaning low, so low adrenal function, or hypoadrenia. This medical term means underfunction or low functioning adrenal glands. Now, conventional medicine only recognizes Addison's disease, a disorder characterized by the adrenal glands' inability to produce enough of the stress hormone cortisol and often of the hormone aldosterone. This can lead to a breakdown of the body and even cause an acute health crisis. So I want to just step outside this for a minute and just say, so understand what's going on here. So the medical establishment used to recognize this sort of middle term, not your adrenals are functioning normal or you have Addison's disease, but this sort of middle ground, you're suffering from adrenal fatigue, you're chronically tired, maybe we need to do something. Now the medical establishment has said, nope, there's no middle ground. They're either full regular functioning adrenals or you have a disease. And because diseases usually require you to do what? Oh, take a prescription med. Well, guess what the game is? So anyway, so
it's frightening.
And for Dr. Stengler in his clinic, he says, look, almost every patient that comes in, probably upwards of 90% goes on adrenal health because they're suffering from adrenal fatigue, because there are so many things that assault our adrenals on a daily basis. So anyway, back to what Dr. Stengler is talking about. The triangular-shaped adrenal glands, which are located on top of your kidneys, have two sections. The adrenal cortex is the outer part of the gland. It produces life-sustaining hormones such as cortisol, pregnenolone, and dehydroepiandrosterone, or DHEA, as it's most commonly known. These three hormones support the body's response to stress, and aldosterone helps regulate blood pressure. The gland's inner portion, known as the medulla, produces adrenaline and noradrenaline, which also help the body respond to stress. Our experience treating, this is from Dr. Singer's clinic, our experience treating tens of thousands of patients is that most people with chronic fatigue and chronic illness have some degree of adrenal fatigue. And by treating adrenal fatigue holistically, one can achieve recovery more effectively. In some conditions, it takes improved adrenal function to achieve any noticeable improvement at all. So, and then there's a couple studies here. I'm not going to do them all, but one is a double-blind crossover trial involved 56 young, healthy physicians who worked the night shift. Total fatigue index scores were significantly improved after 2 weeks of taking rhodiola rosea extract, which is in our adrenal health, in the 300 milligram dosing, which is what's outlined in much of the research. Mental performance parameters were also improved in the treatment group. No side effects were reported. Then in just one on ashwagandha, Melody's going to talk about ashwagandha in her talking point, but a different double-blind placebo-controlled trial involving ashwagandha extract found those taking the supplement experienced a 79% reduction in fatigue. In addition, there were reductions in stress, anxiety, irritability, inability to concentrate, and forgetfulness. These factors did not change in the placebo group. Finally, serum cortisol levels decreased by 24.2% and DHEA levels increased by 32.2% for those supplementing ashwagandha, demonstrating an adrenal function benefit. So just adrenal fatigue is a big deal. And when you're talking about energy, it's really something that's very important.
Just because I'm going to be talking about ashwagandha, I thought I would mention here that it is really interesting because it's an adaptogenic herb, and it actually helps with symptoms of adrenal fatigue, including fatigue, anxiety, and insomnia. And then it's also known to help promote DHEA and cortisol balance. So the formulas that we're going to be getting into today, they really cover all the various different aspects of how you develop adrenal fatigue. And I know personally, as a mom of two youngsters, I work full time, you know, and I'm going. I definitely know that without adrenal health, without that support, and, you know, the ashwagandha contributes to that, I would probably be an exhausted mess all the time. Adrenal health is one of my absolute favorite formulas, and I know that the ashwagandha plays a big role in it.
Yes, and I will say my wife, this is one of her favorite products, and my daughter's, because so many women, especially, just there's so many stress factors in their life with children and everything else. This formula is just stupendous. Please stay with us, and we'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Lab's science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And before Melody gets into her talking point for segment two, we want to remind all of you that if you're just tuning in, you can check us out at cohradio.com or crossroadsofhealthradio.com. That's kind of a hub where you can get old archive shows there, and you can connect to Emerald and different places. So just check it out if you want to just connect to everything that we have available here. But we also want to remind all of you that we have our Getting to Know You at the end of the show. And every week we have a little section at the end of the show where Melody and I talk about personal things, so fun stories. We think they're fun. Hopefully you think they're fun too. And we have a code. This week's code is going to be KICK, K-I-C-K. You'll have to wait till the end of the show to learn how that's pertinent to the subject matter. But that code is going to save you an additional 40% off the already discounted prices from our partner affiliate, Supplements.One. So that means you're basically going to be able to get these products at wholesale that we highlight this week, which we'll tell you more about later in the show. Also, Supplements.One, as I said, that is our internet partner affiliate. They carry all of our products every day at 10% below MSRP. Check that out too. We want to get right back into the talking points. So Melody, I know, has some really interesting information about ashwagandha.
Getting back to the talking points for today, I wanted to share a little bit more about ashwagandha, and I'm really excited about this show on energy, sleep, and stress, because this is a topic that definitely affects so many of us. It's interesting because ashwagandha is an adaptogen, like I was saying before we went to break. So there's many different things that this can be helpful with, but it's also very helpful for people who are suffering from sleep disorders. So sleep disorders are so common that there are really only two kinds of people in the country: those who have trouble sleeping and those who haven't had trouble sleeping yet. As you get older, it's almost bound to happen.
If you want to have kids someday, you will be in that group someday.
Oh boy, don't I know it. Right now, some 60% of American seniors are struggling to get the rest they need each night. Now the latest research shows one way to finally catch all 40 winks so you can wake up feeling great again, and it's not a drug. It's ashwagandha. It's a funny name, I know. Most Americans have never heard of this safe herbal remedy, but it's been used for centuries as part of India's highly respected medical tradition called Ayurveda. Once again, modern science is only just catching up, showing how a compound inside ashwagandha leaves known as triethylene glycol has the power to induce sleep. That's already good news, and it's certainly part of the study that's getting attention, but it's not the only part that caught my eye. There's an even more important hidden detail in this study. The folks who took ashwagandha not only got more sleep, but the sleep quality was about the same as what you'd get from normal, natural sleep. That's something most sleep meds can't give you even when they work and knock you out. You might sleep longer, but studies show you probably won't sleep better. Many people feel downright lousy when they wake up, and some folks even report a terrible hangover feeling the morning after taking sleep meds. Ashwagandha does just the opposite, boosting non-rapid eye movement sleep, or the phase that includes slow wave, aka deep sleep. That's what your body so desperately needs for proper rest and rejuvenation. While ashwagandha isn't one of the first therapies I recommend for sleep, it certainly doesn't surprise me that it works. I recommend it to my own patients, now mind you, this article is written by Dr. Stengler, to fight stress, ease tension, and promote relaxation, all of which, of course, would help promote better sleep, especially if you're having your own battles with stress. And these days, who isn't? That said, for more common sleep struggles, supplements of the sleep hormone melatonin, as well as herbal remedies, including valerian, chamomile, and passion flower, can all be helpful. If you have ongoing sleep problems, however, don't just pop some supplements and call it a night. Those nighttime struggles could be a sign of a larger issue, including a hormonal imbalance. So get yourself checked out by a holistic medical doctor. Now, I find this interesting because we include ashwagandha in the adrenal health, and adrenal health won't make you fall asleep. But what you will find is that because it's helping to balance certain things in your body, when you do go to sleep at night, you will get better quality sleep. And that's something that I absolutely notice on a personal level. I talk about adrenal to like everybody because it's something that I do not function well without.
Well, you know, and it's kind of interesting. You take the adrenal health to have good energy throughout the day, but then it also helps you have good sleep, which seems sort of counterintuitive, but that's the way it works. And so when you're sleeping, you want to have good quality sleep. I was going to get into this later, but one of the things that Dr. Stengler had mentioned and one of the things he wrote was back before the invention of the light bulb, the average amount of sleep people got per night was 9 hours. And today, the average amount of sleep that people get is about 7 hours, and it's still declining. And, you know, some people need more, some people need less, but it's just there's such a stress level in our society today to get so many things done, and you got so much information coming at you. We just get less sleep. And then to boot, you not only get less sleep, but now the quality of sleep you're getting is not as good as it used to be either. So anyway, this is just another reason that you really should consider the adrenal health product. I did want to read before we get into the formula specifically, a little bit about chronic fatigue. We talked about adrenal fatigue. Now we want to go a step further and talk about chronic fatigue syndrome, which can have other root causes. But chronic fatigue is a disorder that involves severe fatigue that lasts for more than 6 months. The U.S. Institute of Medicine has proposed that the condition be renamed systemic exertion intolerance disease. You don't probably have to remember that, but most clinicians still refer to it as CFS, or chronic fatigue syndrome. Most doctors acknowledge that CFS is a real disorder, and as its victims well know, it can also be horribly debilitating. Its predominant symptom is persistent, overwhelming fatigue that dramatically reduces its sufferer's ability to participate in the regular activities of life. Along with the fatigue are problems with memory and concentration. It is also usually accompanied by several out of a long list of symptoms, including but not limited to headaches, insomnia, sore throat, and muscle and joint pain. These problems can come and go over a period of years. Now, CFS is probably caused by a combination of factors and often results in a depressed immune system. Of course, the key to treatment is to find out and treat the reasons for the immune system imbalance, which can be related to many factors. For example, chronic infections are thought to play a role for some people, such as viruses like Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, human herpes virus, and others. And then Lyme disease is another one. Candida can be another cause. So there's a whole bunch of things that can be a cause. And I do want to mention on Lyme disease, this is something that Melody and I were chatting about before the show. Melody said, well, it's just a feeling it's been underdiagnosed for a long time, or undiagnosed, I guess. But yeah. I will say we have friends that have been known to have Lyme disease, and it can be severe, these symptoms. And my daughter actually had a little bullseye little looking thing on her leg. So my wife took a picture and sent it to Dr. Singer because she was concerned. And he said, you need to go to the urgent care right away. And I'm thinking, well, if it's Lyme disease, it's Lyme disease. I mean, we'll just deal with it. You know, I read you take antibiotics, you kill a little spirochete, little guy that, you know, kind of multiplies in your body. And Dr. Singer was like, no, you need to go now. And I was like, okay, can you tell me why? He's like, yes, because if you first find out that you have Lyme disease and the spirochete has not multiplied and gone polysystemic in your body, then you can pretty much get rid of it and you have no symptoms. But Dr. Senger's experience in his clinic, if you let it go and spirochete goes, multiplies and goes all throughout your body, in his clinical experience, those patients never fully recover. They struggle with it the rest of their life.
Actually, I have a close relative who has had the long-term suffering from Lyme disease because it wasn't treated, it wasn't diagnosed, and he grew up on an avocado ranch and, you know, worked in the avocado fields.
Right.
He got bitten, didn't realize that he had it, and now in his 50s is still fighting with it. He's doing things nutritionally now to try and help break down the biofilm so that you can actually get to the spirochetes. But it's really intense how negatively it affects every aspect of the body. He experienced memory loss, major fatigue, inability to really participate in regular activities, lots of pain, all sorts of issues. I mean, it's not something to be trifled with at all.
Yeah, we didn't want to make the show about Lyme disease, but it is an issue that's significant. And when my daughter had that thing, I was like, oh, I read a lot more on it. And it was very interesting learning. And I asked Dr. Stenger, I said, okay, our backyard, we have squirrels in our backyard. I'm thinking about, you know, fleas, ticks, whatever. We have a dog. And I said, should I be concerned in our backyard? We have squirrels. He said, no, I don't think that's the concern. He says, does your daughter go hiking, tall grasses, things like that? Those were his concerns. Obviously, you know, we live in Southern California. So hiking out in the hills that, you know, Santa Monica Mountains, areas around us, tall grasses. So just FYI for all of you out there, things that we should be thinking about.
Well, and it's important to you to pay attention to that bullseye because there are some ticks that are so tiny. They're like the size of a head of a pin. So it's not like what you picture. I mean, I've seen a tick on a dog before where it looked like a big mole. You could see that it was an insect, but it was clear to see what it was because it had it had ballooned up so much from sucking all that blood out of the body. But also another thing to note, I'm just going to throw this out there since we got on the subject, is I always thought that if you took the head of a match, like you lit a match, took the head of the match, touched its butt, then it released and then it backed out. Now, my husband's a paramedic and he said, absolutely do not ever do that, because what it'll end up doing is when it releases, it also will throw up some of the blood back into the body and you can have disease issues from that too. So that's not the way to really remove a tick either.
I would just suggest you check with a physician before you go lighting matches and touching its rear end. It won't like that.
So. Yes.
We're out of time for segment two, so please stay with us. We'll be right back for segment three of Crossroads of Health.
Mm-hmm. You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson. We have a great show for you today about energy, sleep, and stress. Three major things that impact all of us in an intense way if they are not in balance. And before the break, I finished up my talking point. We're going to be diving into some great information about some products that will really help you with this. And with that, Rick, I know you had some more feedback here too.
And I do want to say, if you are just tuning in, you can go to cohradio.com or crossroadsofhealthradio.com, and you can check out all these links and all this cool information about previous radio shows there. We want to get right into our adrenal health formula, and then we're going to jump right into, that's the stress and then and the energy. And really, it's the, well, it's both. And then we're going to jump right into our Be Healthy and how both those things can help you. And then for the last part of the show, we're going to talk about sleep and what you can do to help with some sleep issues. So I don't know. So Melody, I'm going to have you start out with the adrenal health and start talking about anything you pick in the formula that you want to talk about.
Well, you know what? I love this formula. I always tell everybody it's my absolute favorite. Now, I always take the multi as my foundational nutrition, but if I don't take adrenal health every day, I really feel it. And the great thing about this formula is that if you are somebody who's suffering from adrenal fatigue, it's highly likely that you're going to notice a pretty significant difference pretty quickly if you start taking this formula.
Sure.
This is one that, you know, there's a lot of formulas that you have to take for a certain period of time so they build up in your system. And this will certainly do that over time. If you take it consistently, it's going to continue to help you and continue to improve that fatigue and the other issues, you know, stress management. But this is a product that honestly, I feel the difference from day to day. If I forget to take it one day and I'm really tired or not or feeling stressed out that day, and I'm like, oh man, I didn't take my adrenal health. The reason why though is because your adrenal glands are actually responsible for regulating stress response in your body by helping to produce the hormones associated with metabolism, with balance, with energy levels, with memory, with circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, immunity. And then of course we all know like adrenaline, which is sort of what controls your response to stress, that fight or flight that happens. But there's also PABA in here, and PABA actually helps to potentiate cortisol, which helps to keep the adrenals from having to work so hard to keep it in balance. And then there's rhodiola. Now, rhodiola really helps to manage the cortisol levels, and that's a stress hormone. Now, the important thing to note is that there's a lot of 4-to-1 rhodiola out there. That is a 4x concentration material. But we're using the European rhodiola standardized on 3% rosovans and 1% solidricide. That's really important because that is, and it's also in the dosing that's outlined in that research. So this is based on the European studies. Again, these are science-based formulas. And then we're using a specialized water extracted ashwagandha. And the reason why that's really important is because this particular form is proven in human clinicals to help with energy, sleep, and stress. And it's also known to help support the brain's production of serotonin and dopamine. So those are like the feel-good hormones. And that's really important for people who maybe, you know, suffer from a little bit more anxiety and stress and things like that. Sometimes you need to increase those feel-good hormones. And that's also something that's helpful when you exercise as well. That also helps to improve the hormone production there as well. This serving size is also in the upper level that's indicated in the research. Now, there's also Siberian ginseng in there, and that really is helpful for stamina, exhaustion, and depression. There's royal jelly, which is extremely rich in B vitamins, such as pantothenic acid, which is necessary for the production of cortisone and other natural steroids in the adrenal. And then royal jelly and B5 also work synergistically, and they enhance each other's benefits. But there's also a full array of B vitamins. Rick, do you want to share more about that?
Absolutely. And we need to sort of jump in and be healthy anyway. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the B vitamins, and we'll use that to sort of digress right into the, or to jump into the B vitamins, the B healthy. So anyway, we have a whole host of B complex in this formula because the Bs have been shown to be helpful in supporting overall adrenal function. So we have the vitamin B1 in the 25 milligram dosing, and then the vitamin B2 we have in the phosphorylated or coenzymated form, because Dr. Stenger has found certain B vitamins need to be in those coenzymated forms. You can think of it as a kind of a pre-digested form. The body has to manipulate certain ingredients chemically in once they're consumed to be uptaken into the bloodstream effectively. So the B2 is in the R5P form, which is quite a bit more expensive than standard B2, but we use it again in the 25 milligram dosage, then vitamin B3 and B3A, niacin and niacinamide respectively, and then vitamin B5, the pantothenic acid, 250 milligrams. And as Melody mentioned earlier, the royal jelly, there was a study years ago I read where royal jelly, when it's used with the pantothenic acid, there's actually a synergistic effect between the both of them together where it really plugs into the energy cycle effectively and really helps to kind of lift up that energy level in the body. So then the B6, again, in the coenzymated form, the P5P form, that's about 15 times more expensive than a standard B6. We use it because that's what your body really needs, the form that your body needs to have it in and to be able to be utilized. And then vitamin B12 and the methylcobalamin, the coenzymated or methylated form of that. And then Melody mentioned the PABA. So this formula, you're just not going to find anything like this formula. There are no stimulants in this formula, which is very important to note because a lot of adrenal formulas, they'll try and sort of artificially spike it with some caffeine. So you really, really feel it. But that is
so counterintuitive.
It's just putting your adrenals right in the opposite direction of where you want them to go. So this is just a purely supportive formula for the adrenal function. You should find nice, even energy throughout the day. A lot of people that get that 2 p.m. crash in the afternoon, you take this in the morning with your breakfast, or you could take it at lunch. Some people, even at lunch, they can't sleep as well. So you really want to take it early in the day. And then that ashwagandha sort of plugs in the energy cycle, but then also helps the quality of sleep at night. But if you take it too late, then you'll find that it may upset your sleep patterns because B6 has been shown to upset sleep patterns. It's a neurostimulant. So just make sure you take it earlier in the day, and then you should have great energy and great sleep. And with that, we want to get into the B healthy. And Melody, these are actually two products Melody's really passionate about. So I'm just going to kick it back over to Melody to talk about the B healthy.
Well, you know, Rick covered so many of the Bs just in the adrenal health because so many of these B vitamins are actually included in adrenal because they are so important for energy and for helping the body to deal with stress. You know, they say that your B vitamins are like your happy vitamins. And so they're also water soluble and your body can burn through them very easily. So it's really important to, you know, re-up on those as needed. And that's why it's also really important in an adrenal formula. But B healthy is unique in that you're getting really therapeutic clinical dosages of all of these forms of Bs that we discussed. But in addition, you're getting a clinical serving of methylated folate. And that is really, really important. There's almost half of Americans that actually have a genetic issue that causes them to not be able to fully methylate, which means fully convert folate, also known as, people do refer it still to it still as folic acid, but it is really folate and folic acid are two different forms of B9. Folate comes from food. Folic acid is a synthetic, and which means that it's really not the ideal form that you want to take by your body. There are certain things that are referred to as synthetics that are actually just synthesized in a lab, and that term would not be used in the same way. But folic acid is not to be taken versus folate. Folate is preferential because it is the natural food source. But we use the methylated folate, which means that it's been pre-converted into the form that your body can uptake immediately. If you don't have an MTHFR gene defect, if both of these genes that you inherit from your parents are working perfectly fine, that means that they're producing enough of the enzyme to where when you eat folate in your food, or if you were to get folic acid in some sort of food that you're consuming or in a supplement, that your body would produce enough of this enzyme to convert it and make it usable. But if you're one of almost half of Americans that has a defect to either one of those genes, you're never going to be able to produce enough of that enzyme to properly convert. And unfortunately, a deficiency in folate in B9 is connected to all sorts of issues, one of the main problems being high homocysteine. High homocysteine has actually been shown to be a precursor to the greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke. It's also being linked to the development of Alzheimer's disease later on in life. And it's also a huge risk factor for women who are pregnant. They have a significantly higher risk of having a baby born with a neural tube defect because it's very, very important in that early fetal development. Now, it also works hand in hand with B12. And of course, we're using the methylated form of B12, methylcobalamin, which is really, really important. So there's all these superior forms of Bs that you're going to get in Be Healthy in clinical dosages. And it's also another formula that you will fill right away if you need it. And I think with that, we're actually out of time in this segment already.
We are. And the Be Healthy, that's another product that's always in our top three bestsellers because it just plugs right into that energy cycle and really just helps on so many different fronts. So please consider that formula along with the Adrenal Health. They could be considered companion products. But anyway, when we get back, we'll be talking about sleep health and insomnia and how you can help with that.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
If you prefer to buy at the retail level, you can find the Emerald Laboratories brand of products at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. We've got a great show for you guys today on energy, sleep, and stress. It's kind of like the trifecta of things that if they are imbalanced in your life, you will definitely not be enjoying your quality of life to its fullest.
Yes, for
so,
sure.
If you missed any part of the show, you can go ahead and check us out on cohradio.com. That's crossroadsofhealthradio.com or cohradio.com. It has our archives. You can listen back to the beginning of the show. And don't forget to check out our web affiliate, supplements.one. That's supplements.one, where this week you will actually save an additional 40% off with the code KICK. We will recap what products that you will be able to save on in just a moment. But Rick, I know that you have some really good information that pertains to sleep issues.
Yes, I do. But before I get into that, I just want to mention, everybody, our radio studio is in the Emerald Labs corporate building here where we ship out of and we talk to people and we do everything happens in here. So in the last segment, if you heard any sort of forklift sounding noises, we do the best we can to soundproof our room, but the guy wasn't really being aware that we were on the radio. So I had to go out there and say, can you So anyway, so it's always real, always unscripted. So there you go.
This we got a lot going on around here.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, they're supposed to know to keep it quiet. But anyway, all right. So insomnia is our nation's silent health crisis. Up to 95% of Americans report having an episode of insomnia at some point in their life. About 50% of the senior population have chronic insomnia. So that's really not good, man. Half the seniors aren't getting enough sleep or quality of sleep. So compared to 25% of the general population. So sit in a room with, you know, 12 people, three of those people are suffering from insomnia. For 10% of the general population, insomnia is severe. And research shows that half of those diagnosed with insomnia have a cause not related to a psychiatric disorder. Of course, people who have chronic insomnia, a consistent inability to go to sleep or stay asleep through the night, are at risk for far more than fatigue. Sleep deficiency suppresses the immune system and the libido, decreases productivity, and can lead to other disorders like depression, chronic fatigue, heart disease, and headaches. And I mentioned this earlier, before the use of the electric lighting, the average American got 9 hours of sleep, and now it's 7 hours. So what you really want to do, you want to make sure whatever amount of sleep you're getting, I mean, some people need less than others, but you want to make sure it's really good quality sleep, which is, if you missed any part of the first three segments of this show, you should go back and listen, because we talked about adrenal health and be healthy and how adrenal is so important to give you energy during the day, but to help you to have great quality sleep at night. So, but with that, we want to get right into the sleep formula. So if you're struggling, this is formula that really can help you.
Yeah. And you know, just one more thing too, we were talking about this like before we even started the show and in between the breaks. Turn off your electronics at night, or make sure that you are not staring at a TV, not staring at your phone. Try and get your lights off, blackout curtains, whatever you need to do, because all of those things are helpful. Now, sleep health, I love this formula too, because this formula is one of those that is great at not only supporting falling asleep, but it will help you to stay asleep and it'll promote nighttime calmness and relaxation. So one of the ingredients in here that's really powerful is the sun theanine. And that's actually been clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality of sleep without residual drowsiness. And it also helps to enhance recovery from exhaustion and promote refreshed feelings with the impression of a longer sleep experience. So for those of you who are in a position where you can't always get those 8, 9 hours, even 7 hours of sleep, this is something that will help you to feel it. It will actually help your body to feel more rested than it might actually be. There's also passion flower in here, which promotes natural relaxation of the nervous system with no residual morning drowsiness. And there's European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. And then, of course, we also have melatonin in here in a therapeutic dose. And Rick's got some good information on melatonin.
Yeah, melatonin is one of those things that, as Melody mentioned, that having your room really dark at night, the melatonin is produced by the pineal gland, which is in the brain. And melatonin is only produced when it's dark outside. And this is really God's way of telling your body, like I mentioned earlier, before the invention of the electric light bulb, following the sun cycle. You know, when the sun comes up, it gets light. Guess what? Your melatonin levels drop off and you start to wake up. At night, when it gets dark, you start to get sleepy because the pineal gland starts producing melatonin. You get tired and you go to sleep. So now with all the electronics and everything and all the things that just sort of hyper-stimulate the brain, it's really important you get that good quality of sleep. And as Mark had written, there's so many other issues involved with sleep deficiency. So having melatonin in there, because it does drop off as we age, the pineal gland's ability to produce melatonin effectively, we want to make sure we're getting enough. So there's just 1 milligram in here. Some melatonins are at 3 milligrams. This is just a little bit to help kind of stimulate your body to go to sleep. So you want to take this formula 30 to 60 minutes before you're going to go to sleep. Even 90 minutes works differently for different people. But you take it, and then hopefully you get a really good night's rest. And then get up in the morning, take your adrenal, and that'll give you energy for the day. So you sort of...
There you go.
Your body's supposed to do what it does during the day, and then it's supposed to do what it does during the night. So these formulas help you to do that. So anyway, with that, we need to do our getting to know you. This week, we are going to offer you 40% off with our partner, Supplements.One, off the already discounted prices of 10% off retail. So you're basically getting these products at wholesale. And the products we're going to give it on this week are going to be the adrenal, that'll be both sizes, the 60s and the 120s, the Be Healthy
Also in a 60 and 120.
There you go. And the sleep health, which is that a 60
I
also?
I believe that's actually a 90 capsule.
You'd think we would know.
Oh, it's a 60. It's but, a 60. You know, well, hey, we make over 100 products. We can't.
102. We
need a, 102.
Told me earlier.
I know. I need maybe I need memory health dough to remember all the serving sizes.
40% off those five products. Two sizes of adrenal, two sizes of Be Healthy. That's 1 month or 2 month. And then the sleep health. So please consider that. And we want to get right into our getting to know you. If you guys are interested, why our code is KICK, K-I-C-K this week. Melody, why don't you start off this week?
My oldest daughter just started taking a Taekwondo class. It was actually offered through her after school program. And I thought, okay, we'll try it out. Because I was trying to get her involved in other things like dance that she showed a lot of interest in. And then she'd kind of panic right before we went to the class. I don't want anybody to watch me. So she's going to, when she gets older someday, she'll listen to this archive and be like, Mom. Anyways, so I wanted her to be able to experience this. And this Taekwondo studio came in for 4 weeks to her after school program. And then she decided she wanted to keep going. It was like a stepping up ceremony and a promotion ceremony is what they call it, to go from one belt to another after that 4 weeks. And so I went with her to do this, and she was doing all of these cool things like the chops and the blocks and the kicks. And I was like so impressed. And then the instructor called me up to hold up one of the boards for her to break. That poor little thing could not break that board. It was about 7 times she hit it until her hand was so red and she started crying. And then he walked up. He said, no. He had a little medal for her. Here, if you want this, don't cry. And so she stopped crying. And then he held up a board. And I think he was testing the boards to make sure these ones would break. And then she broke it into 3 pieces. She was so proud of herself. I was so proud of her. But that's why I chose the word kick, is because my oldest daughter is involved in martial arts now. So Rick, what about you?
There you go. My daughters were never involved in martial arts. They like gymnastics. Now one does diving, one does piano. But I was involved in martial arts when I was younger for many, many years. And I used to actually break bricks. I did what's called iron palm training. That was a long time ago. But you basically, you sort of beat your hands on a bag with BBs in it. And it makes your hands hard. And it's a whole thing. That was kind of my experience. But I will say my daughters, I sometimes love my daughters, but if I had some boys around, I'm like, come on, girls, just throw a punch and let me show you what you think. Dad, I don't want to do that. And my wife, Dad, you're too rough. And I go, so when I have boys, I go, all right, here, throw a punch, boom. And then, you know, you get to do all that fun stuff that guys like to do. But my daughters, just, they're just not wanting that. So anyway, although my younger daughter, she might, when my oldest daughter goes to college, my youngest daughter said, man, I might consider taking martial arts. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe.
All right.
But nothing better than a girl that has the ability to really
kick butt,
kick a guy's hiney if he starts messing with her. Because guys, those kind of predator guys, they think they can take advantage of the women. And the women that know, kudos to you ladies. I love that. That's so cool. That, we're out of time. So thank you for joining us. And we hope you'll join us again next week for another episode of Crossroads of Health.